You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, the daily podcast. So happy to have you here. Today, we're talking about this. Are you a hard-boiled egg? Yes, my dear, I'm asking you, are you a hard-boiled egg? Now, you may be thinking, what are you talking about? This morning I was making breakfast and was making some hard-boiled eggs, and I absolutely love hard-boiled eggs. It's one of my favorite foods, my favorite way to eat an egg, and they're so not only so delicious, they're nutritious, a great source of protein, and it's just fabulous. So I eat a lot of hard-boiled eggs. And this morning, unlike other times, because usually this doesn't happen, but for some reason this morning I had the toughest time getting this hard-boiled egg peeled. I had went a little too deep with the shell as I was pulling it off. You know what I'm talking about. It's happened to all of us at one time or another. We get a little bit deeper than that membrane, and it's an absolute pain to peel that egg. I mean, it was awful this morning. So by the time I was done peeling this egg, there was hardly any egg left, quite honestly. But I kept going. I got all the shells off the egg, and I was ready to go. And as I was doing that, I was thinking, I was like, you know, it's interesting because people are a lot like hard-boiled eggs. And especially the heart. The heart is like, seriously, it's like a hard-boiled egg. As I'm peeling this thing, I'm thinking, you know, when we go into our hearts, a lot of times, we want to go in like super deep, super quick. And that's just not how the heart works. You know, it's interesting because when we get what we would call a heartbreak, and our heart is cracked, it's wide open, right? We can go in and we can start to explore. But oftentimes what happens with the heart is we get into a situation, something gets sort of heated up, we get into a tough time, we get into a painful time, and next thing you know, the inside of our heart, the inside of you, my dear, the inside of me, we end up getting a little bit hard on the inside. And then it becomes almost sometimes impossible to peel that layer back, unlike an egg that isn't hard-boiled. You know what I'm talking about. So I want you to get a visual for this. Is your heart more like a hard-boiled egg, or is it more like a fresh, farm-raised, cage-free, open-range chicken egg, you know? Or is it this caged, hard-boiled egg? And as I'm peeling the egg this morning, I'm thinking, you know, it's interesting because we can want to go so deep so quickly, but once that egg is hard-boiled, it's difficult to go deep quickly. You can't. You got to slowly peel off that peel. And if you get just above the membrane and just below the shell, you can peel it easily. But if you go a little bit too deep, it's very difficult to peel. But if you peel it back and you take your time and slowly work to the center of the egg, that's where you get the most value. That's where you get the color. That's where you get the nutrients. No different than the heart. But you know, it's interesting because we walk around in life and a lot of times our heart is so much like that hard-boiled egg. We get into a situation and we're like, but you don't know what's happened to me. You don't know how tough it's been, how intense it's been, how fiery life has been. And next thing you know, we're in a pot of boiling water and our insides are getting completely boiled and unfortunately getting hard-boiled. So I want to ask you today, is your shell hard? Is the outside of your heart hardened? And is the inside hardened? And if it is, are you willing to start peeling back the layers slowly, delicately, and with ease, and with respect for what's going on underneath that shell? Are you willing to go just below the shell and begin to peel it back slowly, layer by layer, getting to the heart of the matter, the heart of your matter, your deepest part of your heart? The next time you're boiling an egg or the next time you're peeling an egg, I want you to think about that. Because life has a way of getting hot and fiery, right? It has a way of boiling us, sometimes to the place where like we don't even know if we're going to ever be able to return. But the truth is this, whether it's a hard-boiled egg or whether it's a beautiful, fragile, wonderful, nutritious egg, the truth is it's still an egg. So whether your exterior is hard, whether the inside is hard-boiled or not, you're still a nutritious egg, my dear. You're still an egg. Don't forget that about yourself, because a lot of times our circumstances will begin to define us. We allow our circumstances to not only define us, but we allow our circumstances oftentimes to direct us and to start to alter our true DNA. We allow it to alter the true desires of our heart. I want to encourage you today, if that's you and you feel like, yes, oh my goodness, yes, I feel like a hard-boiled egg. Or you go, you know what? I don't feel like a hard-boiled egg, but I feel so fragile, I don't even know what I'm going to do because I keep putting myself in the hands of people that don't handle me well. Do not give your heart to someone that's not going to handle it well. And in fact, you can go back and listen. I can't remember what episode it was about don't give your parachute away. Do not give your heart away. You can share your egg, but do not give your heart. Do not give your egg away. And by all means, do not allow your circumstances to hard-boil you. I really hope this helps you today. Please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Where in your life do you feel like you've become a hard-boiled egg? Where do you feel like you've become hard on the inside? And where are you trying to peel yourself back and you find that by the time you've peeled it, there's hardly anything left? Or where do you feel like a fragile egg that's been mishandled? Possibly there's a crack in the shell, or possibly not, but you feel very fragile. Answer these questions for yourself today and begin to look inside your own heart and soul. I would love to hear from you. I know today's podcast is a little bit different, but I couldn't help but share because as I was fighting with that egg today, I thought, you know what? There's something here to learn, and I hope you learned something today. Thank you so much for being here. I'll look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life. And invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.